With a look at Arkansas business news, I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. January's report on state revenue showed net income a bit above forecast. Arkansas is 7 months into the fiscal year with almost $40 million in excess of budget. Three factors significantly impacted revenue results in January compared to forecast and year-ago results: individual refunds, sales taxes, and individual estimated payments. Individual refunds results in January were significantly impacted by a second year of delayed start to the income tax filing season by the IRS intake process as a result of the government shutdown. Sales and use tax represented the major drag in collections in January, as growth was only 0.2% compared to a year ago and 4% below forecast. Weaker than expected retail sales to consumers accounted for this result. Individual estimated payments results also reflect double-digit declines versus year-ago payments in individual estimated income tax. Unemployment rates in Arkansas were lower or steady in 4 of 6 Arkansas metropolitan areas surveyed by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate for the state in December 2013 was up 0.1 percentage point to 7.2%. And Fort Smith's Arkansas Best Corporation is opening a primary care clinic to serve its employees and their dependent family members. The clinic is less than a half mile from the trucking and logistic firm's headquarters. I Am Well Health of Fort Smith will manage the clinic, which will offer yearly physicals and provide treatment for routine illnesses and chronic diseases. I Am Well Health said it worked with Arkansas Best for more than a year to establish the clinic, which will serve 1,000 Arkansas Best employees and their dependents. And it was a rough week for Arkansas-based public trade stocks as losers outpaced winners by a 3-to-1 margin. Shares of Arkansas Best slipped 9.7%, while Murphy Oil shares rallied by 2.3%. That's a look at Arkansas business news. I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. Have a great week.